Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, this is one of my favorite times of the week. And we have a couple things going on tonight. I have some memories that I can bring forth of Southern France. And also, if you wish to call in for a mini reading of a past life, we'll do that too. So, whichever is your pleasure, we will do that. And so, since we do not have a caller online at this moment, I'm going to talk a little bit about Southern France. If any of you have been to Southern France, it's a real joy, isn't it? It was a place where very wealthy French people lived. And when you go now and see their area, the castles are ruined. There's nothing but ruined castles on every mountaintop. And it's because a crusade was called by the Pope at that time. And knights from northern France came down to southern France with the intention of massacring all of the Cathars. And the church thought that they were heretics because, number one, they didn't feel like people needed a church to worship their God or have any group tell them about what God was like. They believed in going within. And if you stop and think about it, that's kind of an interesting thought because it's something that Jesus Christ always said about going within. And they taught that. You go within to find your God. And it is because the human body is made in such a manner that all information is available to it. And if you raise Kundalini, that energy where it goes from the bottom of your feet all the way up through the crown, there's a lot of information that you receive. And so the Cathars taught this. And as a thank you. Pat from California, what can we do for you, Pat?
Yes.
I hear you, Pat. What can we do?
My friend gave me your number, and I told her I was interested in past lives.
Right. So what, you want to know about one of yours?
Is it possible to get a mini reading, or what?
Sure. No, I'll be glad to do that. What happens is I hear your voice, and I follow your voice all the way back to your body. And when I look down upon the body, there is a record there of all the past lives that individuals had had. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm looking down upon your body. One of the reasons that a person would want to do this is because there are skills that they have forgotten that they could bring back to the fore. And so I ask you, Pat, do you have any interest in writing?
Do I have any what?
Interest in writing.
No, not really.
It's something that you need to take up. Do you have thoughts in your mind of stories?
Do I have thoughts in my mind about what? Your voice faded away.
Stories, because sometimes you see a movie and you get an idea in your mind of some story that goes with the movie that you saw. Do you have any of that going on in your life?
Not that I'm consciously aware of.
Well, I would suggest that you become a a little more conscious of this because you have a great talent for writing. And this is writing on all levels. I want you to think about that and open it up because it's a skill that you have that you're not using, apparently. You see, writing...
That's interesting.
Writing can be used in many areas where you can make money with it. I mean, it might even be writing advertisements for some company. It might even be setting up a website and writing ad copy for other people. There's so many ways that you can make money with this skill. And if you're not using it, it is something that you should look for and use. But as I look down at your body, what I am seeing, and it's unfortunate, you might think it's unfortunate, but you died in the Colosseum. There was no trauma. You were martyred with other Christians. And in a sense, you didn't feel sad about it at all because you knew that your blessings, your greatest gifts, would be on the other side. You were what is called a Cathar in that lifetime. And the Cathars believed that what you see on earth was not the greatest gifts that we had, but what was on the other side. And so even though you might think that death in the Colosseum would be very traumatic, it wasn't, because the Cathars went willingly. They actually sang while they were sent to their death. What you might do sometime if you're interested in this is think about singing. Singing glory to God. Glory to God the Father. There's a phrase, glory in excelsis Deo.
Mm-hmm.
Sing that a couple times, especially when you're in meditation, and see how it makes you feel. There was great joy in that lifetime. Great joy, sweetheart, great joy. And if you're not feeling the joy in this lifetime, look to the past to feel that joy. Because what you did, if you're not familiar with Kundalini, you raised it up through the body, out through the head, and you were able to travel the cosmos. Have you done that yet?
I have done a little bit of Kundalini work.
Well, you know the benefit. Keep working with it, sweetheart. Keep working with it. It's a great gift to you. Not to anyone else, but to you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good talking to you, dear. You're welcome. And there is a donate button on my website. If anybody feels that they have received help that they would like to reciprocate from on some level, you can go to the donate button and donate something. I was ready to say donut. I must have donuts on my mind. Well, let's get back to our story. We were talking about the Cathars and how the church called them heretics, though they truly weren't. The church saw them that way. And one of the things that happened is the knights from the north were sent to the south with the idea of exterminating them. And they went from castle to castle, and the knights would surround the castle and bring them down and put them into the fire. Such a barbaric thing, isn't it? But people in the past did a lot of that. burning people at the stake, burning them in a fire. It was just terrible. There's a plaque at the bottom of Montsoukour that talks about these Cathars that came down from the mountain and walked into the flames. They had some individuals that rappelled down the back of the mountain, and they took information with them, information that was sacred. So the question is, what could be so sacred to a group of people that they would willingly walk into the fires and allow their body to be destroyed? It's an interesting question, because some of the things that the Cathars took with them, one was the Book of Love, which was a book that was written by one of the apostles, St. John the Evangelist. The Book of Love. That was part of their teachings that they followed. Loving one another, loving the world. And so that was very, very, very important to them. There were also some artifacts that the Templars had given them, and they guarded those. One of them was the marriage certificate that was put forth between Jesus and Mary. And Jewish people at that time had covenants that they wrote to one another when they were married. In other words, what can you expect from me as your spouse? And so they had that covenant between Jesus and Mary Magdalene. And that was a very important artifact. They would walk into the flames to protect that. There was also some other artifacts. One of them was telling the world that the wedding feast of Cana was actually the marriage feast between Jesus and Mary Magdalene. It is why Jesus performed one of his first miracles there, turning water into wine. And it was so incredibly wonderful that the people who drank it said usually the host will give an inferior wine first, and then the best wine save for last. But here it is, the best wine of the evening we're drinking now. So it was interesting. Interesting things. So while we're waiting for other people to call in for a mini reading, I'd like to talk a little bit about souls and how they travel. Souls usually travel in a group, and they fulfill every relationship that's possible. They'll be parents, brothers and sisters, grandparents, friends. And this is how the soul learns and grows, through their relationships. If you stop and think about it, relationships that you've had with friends and family, you learn a lot from. You learn to honor people's reactions to your actions. Every action that you give forth has a reaction that you receive in return. And so it's important to understand that. What energy you send out, and what energy you will get back. And that is part of learning in life. It's one of the reasons why we come to Earth. Because Earth is a school. We wouldn't learn these lessons if we volunteered to learn these lessons. No. We're in a body. Events happen in our life. And in a sense, we learn all of these lessons because we are living here. And as you know, living can offer a lot of challenges. Living can be very difficult. The same way that our relationships with our parents and with our children can be very difficult. And so, if you are having a relationship, I don't want to say problem, but a relationship situation that does not bring happiness, but rather brings a lot of sadness, you might think about having a past life session on that very topic. And all you need to do is go to carolynevers.com and on the left side of that page, order a past life session. Each lifetime, we have gifts that are given us or actions from the past that we need to overcome. It's the way the soul learns. Now, every once in a while, the soul has a lifetime that has no struggle in it. It's a resting lifetime. I hope you're finding a resting lifetime at the moment. I know I'm not. I had to work with a lot of challenges, and I still do. But you learn from those challenges. You don't always write them down and say, this is what I learned from that challenge, but sometimes you have to call on your higher self and ask your higher spiritual self, what was the meaning of these challenges? And your higher self will tell you. You do that during meditation. Richard was very good at leading people through these kinds of meditations, and he still works with this if you're interested. But, my friends, in general, this is a challenging period on Earth. And the reason for that, you know, you see a lot of strife, a lot of people warring with one another. And it is because the Earth has periods. Some people call them yugas. They have periods, and we are marching towards an enlightened period of time. We can all help bring forth that enlightenment. It happens in the manner in which we treat other people. Hopefully, you treat your family members, first of all, with great understanding, and treat all of those around you with great understanding. And if there are people that do not understand you at all and you have difficulty with, there is something from the past that is looming forth that needs to be healed. When we have difficulties, we sometimes get angry over these difficulties instead of first thinking, what needs to be healed? And if you do that, what you're actually doing is asking your higher self how you can heal this. And you will get an answer. It could come in dreams. Dreams are what would be considered the back door to the soul. You might not be facing your problems head on. And if you're not, they come through the back door. I would suggest that if you're interested, keep a pad of paper and a pencil next to your bed. And when you wake up in the morning, any dreams that you have, write them down on the paper. Sometimes it might take more than one dream to get the answer. It might take up to three dreams. So write them down. You will find answers to your problems in life. I know I found some. One of my problems was my temper. And I still fall back into that every once in a while. But I try and guard it. Temper is a terrible destructive force for you and for those people around you. So it is difficult, my friends. So we don't have someone calling in right now for a mini reading. So we'll go forward with some other interesting information. We talked about ley lines in the past. We talked about the Gothic cathedrals and the windows, how they had gems ground up in the windows. And when we sat in the light coming through the window, it had the same effect on our body as if we were wearing those jewels. So there was rubies, garnets, sapphires. They were all ground up, put into the windows. You see, people don't do that anymore, but they did that in France, especially in southern France. And that information came to them from the Templars, who worked at Solomon's Temple, underneath the temple, and they got a lot of this information. How this came about, when there was the sinking of Atlantis, there were some people in Atlantis that were very highly developed, and they wanted to pass on their teachings to the next level of human beings that would become. And so what they did is they put a lot of teachings on a pillar because they knew a pillar would float in a flood, which it did. And when it finally landed and sunk into the earth, it sunk into that place that we call Solomon's Temple. And the Templars were reincarnated. Thank you. Hona, what can I do for you, dear?
Anna, I don't know if you got the name right. I am Anna from Cherubim Group, and hi, Caroline. I like to ask you how I connect or who I was to Jesus in his life on earth as a Jesus, who I was in his life at that time.
Oh, who you were.
Oh, him. Okay. I mean, how I relate to him.
How you were related to him?
At that time, yes.
So
because
you feel
he comes and visits. He comes like when I was in the house. I'm no longer, I lost my house, but when I was in the house, he used to come and visit and rest in my house. So I wonder why me, how we connect.
What a beautiful experience.
I know. What a privilege.
Let me see what I can find out.
But I don't have that ability to communicate like you, you know, so to find out.
Well, first of all, I think we ought to call him. What do you think?
Well, that would be great.
Let's call Yeshua. He's here. You know, he always comes when called. And so something that I suggest, dear one, when you do meditate, don't you?
Yes. And I when do you work with him, connect with him. But I don't get the messages like you do, you know.
Oh, so they're not clear?
They're not clear, and Mother Mary said I have a gift of knowingness, but I am not sure about that knowingness. Like, I don't have a clear message like you have.
Okay. We've called Yeshua, and he's here. And now this is in the etheric. This is not in flesh and blood, but he's standing next to you. And he's got his hand on your shoulder. I want you to feel that energy that he is sending to you. Because when you feel that energy, you know it's him. Concentrate on it. He's sending that energy into your left shoulder. Just concentrate on your left shoulder and see if you can feel that energy. Can you feel it?
I feel pressure. Like, I don't feel. I feel like some slight pressure on my left shoulder. I don't
well,
feel
that's,
like anything.
That's him, dear one.
Yeah. And I have his picture right in front of him. I have his picture in front of me, so he's like looking right at me.
Here's what I want you to do. Intend to look into his face so that you can see his eyes. I see his eyes. They send forth great energy, so intend. You might not feel it at once. Might take a little work with this, but intend to see his face, and especially the eyes. Once anybody has seen his face and looked into his eyes, they will never forget it. He has a very unforgettable face. His eyes are unforgettable. They are large and round. And most people think of him as being very Semitic. But he had blue eyes, which seems very strange to people. But you see, there were different races that were living in that area. And he was not that Semitic stock that people think that he arose from. So, intend to look into his eyes and tell me what you feel. You might not see it, but you should feel it. Tell me what you feel.
I connect like, when I meditate, when we meditate, Voice of Heaven or whatever, I always have a picture of the Master in front of me, and I connect with his blue eyes, and I know he's Syrian and he has blue eyes. And I don't connect with him the way you do, but I feel like a vibration in my heart. Like now when I connect with him, just my heart is like, vibrating of joy and, like...
Sweetheart, that's enough. Do you realize what a precious gift that is? You know, very few people can go into the heart and feel that vibration.
Yeah, that's what they say. I have that gift.
Well, you do, and that's wonderful. We have to move on, sweetheart. There's another person that wishes to have time with me. So, Jackie, on line one, what can we do for you, darling?
Oh, hi, Carolyn. So nice to be speaking with you. I'm in a relationship right now, and it feels really challenging. I'm wondering if it's...
I'm chuckling, not at the problems you're having, but what I'm chuckling at is join the club. I don't think there's any relationship that we can have with people that there aren't challenges.
Yeah, well, my question is this related to a past life relationship that is now, becoming so, like I said, challenging? It just feels so challenging to me.
Jackie, the short answer is yes. The long answer is whatever we feel in a relationship, whether it is joy or whether it is sorrow, it is something that happened in the past that we are reliving today. There are a lot of threads that we have from the past that we carry today in our lives.
Okay.
I've said this before, Jackie. There's a high road, a middle road, and a low road. And most people are satisfied to travel the middle road or the low road because it's a lot easier. It's very difficult trying to travel the high road.
Yes, it is.
But your soul wants you to travel the high road. So in meditation, when you meditate, ask your soul, how you would travel the high road, because it would be of a great benefit to you. You have that skill, dear one.
Yes, I do.
And so I look down upon your body. I'm going a little further with this, Jackie. What I am seeing is something that you're not aware of at all. I know there were some other people that I found this to be true. You were a Roman soldier.
Really?
Yes, and you were working on building highways. They had what looked like a plumb bob. Do you know what a plumb bob is?
Yes, I do.
They had a plumb bob, and they used that to build their roads. That's why their roads were so straight.
Wow.
You did that work.
Interesting.
And what came out of that is, do you know that you can do whatever you want to do?
Well, now that you're telling me that. Okay.
Do you believe it? It's important for you to believe it, that you can do whatever you wish.
I'm becoming more cognizant of that, yes.
In a quiet moment, write down all the things that you would like to accomplish in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. Put them on paper,
yeah,
and work on them one at a time. You will find that your awareness will grow very quickly. And it's what you're here for, to become aware, to actually travel the cosmos and learn about it. Did we tell you that you were a cherubim angel?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Because you understand vibration very well. The vibration of others, the vibration of places. I don't know if we told you this, but you were in Atlantis. Did we tell you that?
No, keep talking. This is crazy.
Yeah. You were in Atlantis at one time.
Wonderful.
And I see you lying down on that crystal bed. They had a crystal bed in Atlantis. People went there every 5 or so years to have all their negativity drawn away from their body. You see, thought is so powerful. I know it's hard to imagine this, but when our monad, the one that created our soul, sends that soul forth, we actually create our body through thought. Hard to imagine that, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Thought is the builder of all consciousness. So, in quiet moments, write down what you would like to accomplish in this lifetime and work on it. It's a privilege to be here at this time and in this place, because we are quickly evolving to a new golden age. And may you be here during that golden age, but if not, you will be contributing to it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about writing a book.
The subject matter?
Well, I'm very much into herbs, but I would like it to be more directed more for children. I don't think there's a whole lot of books out there that teach children about the herbs.
What a beautiful thought.
Yeah. So that's pretty much but I would like to weave it into a story, so it would be fun for them to read as well as educational.
Children have great imaginations.
Yes.
And do you remember the story of the looking glass where, I'm trying to think of her name, who looked in the looking glass?
Alice.
Yeah, Alice in the looking glass. Why, you can do something like that for children with herbs. They look through the looking glass and they're taken to a garden where there are herbs. You know what kids could do with that.
Oh, yeah. What a great idea. That'd be wonderful.
But you could do that, sweetheart.
Mm. Yeah, I feel that very strongly, that that's what's calling me, and I would definitely like to, yes, that's going to go on my list. Thank you so much, Caroline.
Call me back and let me know how that project is going. I want to know if you're really working on it.
I feel inspired now. I was. I feel inspired.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
go to it, darling.
Thank you so much, Caroline. You have a great night. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. So if anybody feels that they have been blessed with our discussion and you wish to donate funds, we have a donate button on our page. It would be helpful to this work if you were able to donate something and you did that. Well, we don't have anybody calling in right at the moment, but I would just like to tell you that we're halfway through the show. Time goes so fast. And if there's something that you want to discuss with me, think about calling in soon, because there won't be enough time to work with you if you wait. So I was telling the story earlier about being at Montsecur. There was a castle on top of a hill. And how people went down the mountain and walked into the flames to give others the opportunity to rappel down the back of the mountain with artifacts. And what some of the artifacts, and they were very important to the Cathars. Some of the artifacts had to do with Mary Magdalene and Jesus. The promises that they made to one another while they were married, and the fact that the wedding feast of Cana was their wedding feast. And it was one of the early miracles that Jesus performed, turning water into wine, so that the guests said that was the best wine of the evening. He was able to change particles of matter. It's why he was able to walk on the water. He could actually change the particles of the water beneath his feet, made the particles solid. And I believe it was St. Peter who came to him, who walked with him on the water, and then all of a sudden stopped believing that he could actually do this, and he slipped down into the water. We can create practically anything through our belief system. That's why it's so important to keep a positive mindset and to believe that you can do anything that you set your mind to. It's good to receive inspiration from other people, but it's also beneficial to be your own inspiration. We talked earlier about how important dreams are. When you wake up in the morning, write your dream down on a paper, because it goes so quickly. It's very quick. We have about 15 minutes left in the show. If there's anybody else that wishes to call in now, or you'll have to be silent until next week. Well, think about the favorite movie that you have ever seen, and the inspiration that it gives to you, and what you walk away with when you watch it. I have a movie that has become my favorite, and that is The Longest Ride. I love the story, the dialogue, the courage of the people involved. Do the people around you that you're living with, do they feel your courage? Do you feel your courage? Do you think that you were able to accomplish anything that you set your mind out to do? You know, there are people that went to the moon because they believed that it could be done. If you think of all of the advances in science. Pat is on line one. What can I do for you, Pat? It's good you called in now because we're getting to the end of the show.
Yes, I just called to connect with you on the wonderful work that you're doing with
thank you.
The past life work. So I would enjoy you accessing that for me, if you would please, Carolyn.
Yes, I can do a mini reading, but for a complete reading, you can go to carolynevers.com on the left side of that page, order one, because telling you is one thing, but to actually be able to go into that lifetime and to experience it is quite another. And that's what happens when you order one of those past lifetime events. You literally walk into that lifetime and you experience it. And you leave with skills that you have forgotten about. So, looking at you today, I follow your voice and I go to your body. And I see a very ancient lifetime. And this ancient lifetime, you were in the woods like, you might say, a fairy. You were one of those souls that helped bring vibration into the world. You came from another planet, bringing vibration. So that vibration moves all the way around the planet, goes back to the center of the cosmos, where the events that it has perceived is dropped off into the hands of the seraphim. And the seraphim turn them over to Father God. Tell me that isn't exciting.
That is beautiful. Thank you.
That's what you did, dear heart. That's what you did. And so today, today you are very attuned to vibration. You know the people that you should connect with and the people that you should stay away from merely because of their vibrations. You have a sense of what a person's like, don't you?
Yes.
That's why you pick up their vibration. You're one of these little fairy queens. Danced around the fields.
And I've been told that I was a cherubim as well.
Yes. You came from another planet, darling, before you came here. I'm looking to see the planet. Actually, you had life on several planets. You gathered information. It's why you became so wise. Because you were on several planets. You were in the Pleiades, for instance, the Seven Sisters, they called them. Do you have a telescope?
No, I do not.
Do you have access to one?
I can obtain access.
Well, maybe you can rent one. But look up into where the Pleiades are in the sky and see how you feel. That was home for you at one time. It was a different life form there. But you would feel the camaraderie that you had there. They were very close to one another and loving. I think you would enjoy that. Well, my friends, we're getting close to the end of the show. If there's anybody else that wants to call in now. Or hold your peace until next weekend. And if we have given you some healing or help of some kind, you could go to the donate button. I would love it. And donate some funds that you are able to part with. I know today is very difficult, and it's going to even be more difficult as finances tighten up on this planet even more. It's part of the program of the dark to see that people's finances dry up. So you might consider putting away some things that are valuable for yourself. If you take medicine, have some of that available. Water. Water is, if you don't have a well, water will be very important also. Pure, clean water. I know that might seem strange, but that might be a luxury. Pure, clean water. I'm very fortunate. I have an artesian well. I've got an understream under my house. There is a stream of water. It's very pure. The energy is wonderful. People who drink from that water comment on it. So is there someone else that wishes to speak? Would you say if you don't have a well, what? Somebody was talking about water. Yeah, water will be very important. It will seem, pure water will seem like a luxury, along with it being a necessity. We have 7 minutes, my friends. I suggest that you go to carolynevers.com and on the left-hand side, order a past life reading. We will actually take you to that past lifetime where you will step into it and experience it firsthand. Much better than me telling you about it. You can actually go and experience it. We have 6 minutes left, my friends. So if there's anybody that wants to talk, you've got 6 minutes. We don't know if we can finish things with you, but we'll try. So call in during these last 6 minutes, and I will do my best with you. So we were talking earlier about the Cathars and how the church decided that they should all die. Do you feel any relationship to the Cathars? You might have been one of them that rappelled down the back of the mountain. Others sacrificed and walked into the fire so that you could take those artifacts and hide them. There was an astrological report of when Jesus was born and when Mary Magdalene was born. I heard somebody cough. Is there someone on the line?
Carolyn, this is Pat. I'm on the line. I wanted to thank you for what you shared with me about a past life.
That's wonderful. I just hope that you got something out of it.
Yes, I did, and I will order a past life reading with you, a full reading, okay?
That would be wonderful because, like I said, you actually step into that lifetime. How much better it is to do that than for me to tell you about it. So thank you, Pam. Thank you, dear one. And I'd like to thank all of my people who are listening on the phone right now for being there. We're just about to the end of the show. We have like maybe just a couple minutes left. And if you feel so inclined, you could donate something at our donate button. It does help the work, and we would appreciate it immensely. So all I can say, my friends, until next weekend, I look forward to coming back and talking to you again. Goodbye for now, and blessings to all of you.